Now, before we get into this trailer reaction that I initially was not going to do, but I said, let me take a chance and see what this is hitting for. I gotta confess something to y'all. It may come as a shock. It may not. I don't know. There's still, y'all know there's a bunch of shit that I either haven't seen or a bunch of things that people praise as classics and things of that nature that I just don't really hold to the same type of standard. But I'm going to tell y'all anyway, man. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm super familiar with the Mad Max series. That being said, I'm not going to sit up here in front like I actually like the series. I remember little to nothing about those original movies directed by George Miller. And George Miller is back to, you know, direct this entry in this particular, you know, franchise. But, you know, the original Mad Max that came out in 1979, Mel Gibson... I'm not all the way sure who else was in it. I know Tina Turner, recipe shout out to the Queen. I know she was in one of the movies. I think she was in Thunderdome. But the original series, I they were movies that were kind of on TV back in the day while things were going on in the house. I don't remember much about them. I remember Tina Turner's hair and her outfit in that that one Mad Max movie. But I can't say I've been in a rush to really go back and, you know, let me refresh my memory on these Mad Max movies. Nah, they never really piqued my interest, man, much at all. And that's really weird because I'm a sucker, low key. I don't know how many people really notice about me. I am a sucker for post-apocalyptic movies when they're done right. I like the more so the post-apocalyptic movies that don't get the credit they deserve. Like, I feel like Daybreakers is a post-apocalyptic film, but if you want to talk about, you know, one of the more rundown-looking films, I think Terminator Salvation is a solid-ass post-apocalyptic film. I'm a fan of the old, was it the 80s or early 90s, that Cyborg movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme. What's another post? I think Land of the Dead is underrated as far as post-apocalyptic movies go. Resident Evil Extinction. Book of Eli is one of the best post-apocalyptic films I've seen. I feel like that movie doesn't get enough credit. But the Mad Max movies, man, I know they are a household name. I'm just not really big on them. Now, granted, I did a few years back. I did get a chance to see Mad Max Fury Road. I saw it once. It was me and two other people, and it was a shit ton of beer in the mix. We just kept pounding back beers. But I remember really enjoying Mad Max Fury Road, man. And I was kind of confused because I'm like, is Tom Hardy playing, you know, the Mel Gibson character? Is this a prequel? I didn't really understand the story overall. But all I know is that the look of the film, the direction of the film, the action sequences, the movie was really felt like a big, long ass chase sequence, man. And I am not complaining about that. I remember, you know, not only was Tom Hardy decent in there, but I remember Charlize Theron being pretty solid in there as well. I think she was missing an arm or something like that from what I remember. And I remember Nicholas Hoult at some point in time, man. And I really liked, I loved the costume design. I loved the look of the cars and the weapons that they had on their cars and things like that. So, you know, I enjoyed Fury Road. Now, let me just say something about George Miller. You know, he's done a lot of movies, man. I think he's really popular for the Mad Max movies, but I did not know he directed in 1983 my favorite segment from one of my favorite horror anthologies, or you can call it horror, sci-fi, fantasy, whatever, just anthologies in general. The Twilight Zone, the movie. I did not know he directed Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. That is the best segment in that movie. It's one of the best segments in any anthology movie, and John Lithgow knocked that shit out of the park, man. I think that should have just been a whole feature-length film with George Miller directing and John Lithgow starring, man. I think that shit is a super classic segment in an anthology. He also did The Witches of Eastwick. I've never seen it. I believe I can't remember who suggested The Witches of Eastwick, but I was thinking of movies like The Craft and The Witches. I was like, what are some good witch movies? And somebody said The Witches of Eastwick is pretty good. I think Jack Nicholson's in there, but he also directed Happy Feet and Happy Feet 2. As much as I am low-key fascinated with penguins, it just wasn't my cup of tea. I don't even remember if my daughter was really into that, you know, movie when she saw it. And he also directed Babe, Pig in the City. I don't know. It seems like George Miller is a man of many talents and many genres. And, you know, speaking of which, man, he's returned to what appears to be one of his favorite properties, man. And this is called Furiosa. It's actually called Furiosa, a Mad Max Saga. I don't know. how well that subtitle is sitting with me, but it is what it is, man. You know, it's not going to make or break the film for me. Like I said, I wasn't even going to do a trailer reaction for this, but I figured, why the hell not? And, you know, I remember this was in the making, but I don't know. I was always under the impression that Charlize Theron was returning to play the character of Furiosa. You know, I knew it was going to be a prequel, but I didn't know they were going to go as far, you know, this far back to where there's a completely different actress playing Furiosa. They've got Anna Taylor-Joy playing the young Furiosa. And let me just say something, man. Anna Taylor-Joy, if there's one regret that I have as far as last month's commentary goes for November, it's not doing commentary for The Menu. I think Anna Taylor-Joy is one of the best up-and-coming acts. She's already established herself in the industry, man. But as far as me wanting to see more of her, I do think she's one of the best up-and-coming actresses that's out there, man. There isn't a movie I've seen her in where she's given a bad performance. I like her in Split. I like her a lot in that movie. I liked her in The Menu, especially The Menu. What else was she? I want to say she was also in... I didn't see the Witch or the Vovich, whatever y'all want to call it. I got to shout out Steve Carson because on Facebook, he definitely he recommended the movie the Witch. He said it's a slow burn, but it's a really good film. So that's on my radar now. And I want to say Anna Taylor-Joy was also in The New Mutants. And that's a whole, did y'all hear that sigh just now? The New Mutants was such a missed fucking opportunity. It could have been the horror movie Dream Warriors version of X-Men. And as disappointing as that movie was, she wasn't bad in it. But she's here playing young Furiosa. And then we've got this character named Dementis played by Chris Hemsworth. And this is really what brought me here. It's the fact that Anna Taylor-Joy and Chris Hemsworth, if they can make this work on screen together, then they could sell me on this for sure. I'm not really familiar with the rest of, you know, who do we have here? Nathan Jones. Is Nathan Jones, is this the guy playing Shao Kahn? Let me see. Is this the guy playing Shao Kahn in the new Mortal Kombat movie? I don't know. You know, speaking of Mortal Kombat, he's not playing Shao Kahn. He played Reiko in Mortal Kombat. And no diss to the actor, but they did my man Reiko dirty as fuck in that Mortal Kombat 2021 reboot, man, because Reiko was such a great character with a great backstory and a crazy twist ending in that original Mortal Kombat 4 game. And I feel like he was just like a forgotten gem of a character. So for them to cast Nathan Jones to be this bruiser character or bruiser version of Reiko, the character, they didn't give him shit to do. They didn't give him shit to do but grunt and just be, you know, just be the muscle and get that ass bust. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got his ass whooped and got his head clapped wide the fuck open by Jax. Now, it's neither here nor there, man. Like I said, I'm not really familiar with the rest of the cast here. Angus Sampson. This actor, before I click on it, he looks familiar. He's either in those Insidious or Conjuring movies as one of the he's like Lee Whannell's partner or something like that. Or he is the guy from, was he in The Walking Dead? I want to say he was Ozzy in The Walking Dead. Or maybe that's a whole nother actor entirely. Let me see what this actor has been in here. Was he in The Conjuring and all this shit? Okay, yeah, he's Tucker in the Insidious movies. He was recently in the Insidious The Red Door. So he's in here. Okay, cool. Now, you know, like I said, I don't know who the rest of these people are. I don't really know what the plot is going to be. It just says the origin story of Renegade Warrior Furiosa before she teamed up with Mad Max and Fury Road. So we got a prequel. I'm just hoping for some post-apocalyptic badass action. And, you know, am I going into this for the acting performances? I wouldn't really say so. Let me also say something about this casting choice for young Furiosa. Anna Taylor-Joy, well, I think she's an amazing actress. And I do think Charlize Theron's an amazing actress as well. I like the likeness. I don't really see it. It was a very interesting casting choice for them to put her in here as the young version of the character, because I don't think they look alike. I don't buy it that she would grow up to be Charlize Theron, but it is what it is, man. It's not going to take me out of the trailer too much. But, you know, shout out to Warner Brothers Pictures for dropping, goddamn, 14 hours ago they dropped. Oh, that's right. They dropped it last night, but I held out, and, you know, here we are, people. This is 2 minutes and 27 seconds long. That's not bad at all. So let's get into it, people, for this trailer reaction for Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Whatever you have to do. However long it takes.
She got the noodle legs? So we got VC soldiers doing the noodle legs, dang.
this promise.
I know it's the post-apocalypse and all, but wash your fucking face off. 45 years after the collapse, a young Furiosa is taken from her family. It's just road. Like, it's just stretch of road. Ain't no buildings. Ain't no grass. Ain't no tents. It's just road, yo. It's a dope shot, though. I'm not gonna lie. This is her odyssey. Okay, let's see it. Damn, man. They got these people enslaved. Is that Chris Hemsworth? Is that Chris Hemsworth? They put a prosthetic parakeet nose on him? Mm-hmm. Look at those fucking cars, man. Is he the guy? He's supposed to be the guy. That crazy motherfucker with that helmet in Fury Road. Is that who he's playing? Oh, shit. Let's get it. Demolition Derby shit. Oh no. Damn.
The question is.
Ooh, check out her arm, yo. Damn.
Do you have it in you to make it epic?
Okay. It says remember her only in theaters 2024. Listen, I'm not gonna sit, like I said, I'm not gonna sit up here and act like I'm a big crazy fanatic for the Mad Max franchise, but being as though I feel like the gist of Mad Max Fury Road is still in my head for the most part. That being said, this feels like a direct extension of that Fury Road movie. And I'm glad that they are not doing what a lot of franchises do. Sometimes you have a director step in. Maybe he did the first three. Maybe he did the first one. But, you know, when they decide to reboot it or do a loose reboot or whatever the hell they want to call it nowadays, or do prequels and sequels and things of that nature, sometimes they'll have new directors step in. And then the movie, you know, the franchise at times can lose its identity. It can lose the look of it. It can lose the feel of it. It can lose everything that brought people around to the franchise in the first place. But being as though George Miller is still attached to these fucking movies, and being as though the last one isn't really an old movie at all. Fury Road came out. When the hell did Fury Road come out? I don't know. We'll look it up in a second. But, you know, I'm saying all of that to say this. This feels connected. The look is there. The characters are there. The production value is there. The production design. Like I said, man, I am a low-key sucker for post-apocalyptic movies. And I feel like, I don't know if it's because I recently finished the Twisted Metal series. And as much as I wanted a TV series live action for Vigilante 8, you know, if you're giving me vehicular warfare in a post-apocalyptic setting with these crazed fucking characters of all kinds, then I'm all in, man. I'm all in. And I gotta say, this was not a bad trailer. They don't really give you a lot, but I feel like if you are a Mad Max fan, I feel like they give you just enough without spoiling some really major shit. I feel like this is, obviously the chase sequences and the car stunts here are gonna be badass. It's gonna be a mixture of, you know, practical and CG, which I think they did pretty well in that last movie. But, you know, Furiosa Anna Taylor-Joy looks like a badass in this movie, man. I don't think I've seen her in a role like this. Now, maybe I need to check her resume because there's still a couple films of hers, more than a couple films of hers I haven't seen. But she's certified badass. Now, likeness can go out the window. Whether I buy her growing up to be Charlize Theron, that's, you know, all of that shit is subjective at the end of the day. But I hope to see her whoop any and everybody's ass up in this movie. Chris Hemsworth as the bad guy. I don't know how many movies I've seen him as the bad guy in. I feel like, you know, I'm used to him being Thor. You know, I'm used to him being Thor. I'm used to him working for the Men in Black agency. What the hell is the other movie that just came out recently? Extraction, where, I mean, you could consider him an anti-hero, but not really, because he's killing bad guys for the most part in Extraction. Now, I haven't seen those movies, but I'm just so used to Chris Hemsworth being this, you know, this Marvel type of character. I'm cool with seeing him play a villain, man. I would hate for Chris Hemsworth to get typecast to where he's only playing Thor-like characters or something in like a Thor-like universe. So seeing him, first of all, when I said that they gave him the parakeet nose, they definitely put a prosthetic nose on Chris Hemsworth, man. That shit looks like a beak, I'm telling you. I'm cool with this. There's not a lot I could really take away, but I could say the biggest compliment I can give this man is that visually, this shit looks fire. I'm not even gonna hold y'all, man. I know I was saying, yo, it's just road, it's stretch of road, like you're just driving forever. But when they show that structure, they look like they built that little city, and I don't know if it's a big ass factory, but I want to see what's going on inside of there. I want to see how they living inside of there. They probably live in a little trife, but they trife life, probably it works for them. Now, Chris Hemsworth is not playing that character, that guy with that mask on. He's pretty much, he reminds me of like the Bane of, you know, the Mad Max universe. That guy that had that big ass mask on with the tubes inside of it. He pops back up in here. Now, I don't know the backstory on that character. I don't know if he was in the other Mad Max movies. I know he was definitely one of the big baddies of the last movie. But he makes an appearance in here. Listen, man. Like I said, the costume design and the set design in this is just straight up flames, man. That is the highest compliment I can and will give it at this point. Everything else, we'll see, man. I wish I could get more in depth about this, but like I said to y'all in the beginning, man, I'm not super familiar with the franchise, with the exception of the last one. And the last one I went into kind of blind without really remembering or knowing shit about the first three films. So does this Furiosa prequel trailer, does it make me want to go back and watch the Mad Max movies? Not really. I'm not even going to hold y'all. It makes me want to go back, if anything, and watch Fury Road. I'm not going to lie, man. If I go back and watch the Mad Max movies for anything, I'm going back to see how Tina Turner's performance was, because I don't remember anything. I just know she looks great in that film. But I don't. We'll see. But let's watch this. Let's watch this trailer one more again, people. I'm glad I was ready for it that time, because the shit came on pretty aggressive. The distance between her and that building she's walking towards is insane. Is that a building or is that a mountain? Either way, she got a long way to go. Furiosa.
Give me this promise.
Maybe. With the whole dirt-covered face thing, maybe I can see her becoming Charlize Theron. Possibly. Because Charlize Theron had a dirty-ass face in Fury Road, too. And I love the idea of these, like, they roll in packs, man. Nobody's really traveling alone like that. Like, they roll in packs and convoys and shit. But they got these poor people enslaved in these cages, man. It's terrible.
Why?
I love that part too, where she sticks that arrow or that spear inside the tire. That's badass too, man, where Chris Hemsworth's hanging off of that ledge and it looks like those bullets are just pouring down on him. Hey. That structure, that factory right there looks insane.
Of angels.
Whoever was in that car that the gate slammed down on, them motherfuckers is dead.
Do you have it in you to make it epic?
To make it? Now, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, like, the way she was showcasing that new hand that she made, that fucking Cyberdyne Systems Model 101 hand, I thought she was gonna give him the finger when he's like, "Do you have it in you to mic it? To mic it?" He sounds like Kano from fucking Mortal Kombat. There's another Mortal Kombat reference right there, people. But yeah, man, I feel like I'm gonna end up wrapping this up pretty early because I don't want to get too repetitive, man. If there's, you know, one thing I can say it's got going for it is the visuals, man. Listen. This movie, the chase sequences, the car sequences in this shit, they better not be anything shy of magnificent, because just based on the trailer alone, the car sequences with the weapons they have on it, there's that moment where Furiosa spins that javelin around, and she shoots it into a car that's kind of like elevated in the air. I want to see all of the destruction. I want vehicular warfare, mayhem, man. Like I said, Demolition Derby. That is what I want out of these movies. And God damn it, if I got to wait for Twisted Metal Season 2, and if I can't get a Vigilante 8 live action adaptation, a movie or a series, and if I can't get a post-apocalyptic Fast and Furious movie, then God damn it, George Miller is giving me something to hold me over, man, as far as vehicular warfare goes. I'm all for this, man. I would not mind seeing this on a big screen. I would not mind watching this and getting a review out to y'all. Now, I think what I'm going to do is, before I wrap this up, I'm going to leave it up to y'all, man. I feel like I am enjoying putting these little voting polls up at the end of these episodes. Now, I told myself I was going to make it my business to do it more often, but I'm going to try to stick to it as often as I can. I'm going to keep putting these voting polls up. But in this case, man, I'm going to put the voting poll up after I upload this trailer, and I want you guys to decide. I'm going to, you know, let y'all be the voice of the people on the Tudor Reviews podcast, man. I mean, as y'all should be. So I'm going to leave it up to y'all whether y'all think I should revisit the original three or just do all four back to back. Not necessarily review. I ain't saying all that. But just go back and watch the movies to kind of refresh my memory and to gear up for this one. Because this looks like it's going to be something major. I can already see people having a problem with this. Because there's people out there, and they're entitled to their opinions, who are just completely tired of prequels and remakes and reboots and requels and interquels and shit like that. I understand how it can get overwhelming, but I guess Furiosa was just such a great and memorable character that there was a popular demand for why she is the way she is and what happened to her and, you know, her being taken from her family and things like that. Because we've seen Mad Max and, I guess this was just, I don't know if it was the studio that just up and decided to do it and was like, yeah, let's just give her a movie. Or if the people were, if the people were speaking out there as they should, if they were like, yo, what's up with Furiosa? Can we see more of her? Can we see more of her? Can we see more of her? So it probably was, it was one of the two. But obviously, whatever it was potent enough to get us this trailer right here, man. Now, it just says 2024. Hold on, let me see real quick. Did they give us, in case I forgot? No, they didn't. They just said only at theaters 2024. I don't know the release date for it. Let me check really quick here for y'all. Let me see if we got a release date for this shit. May 24th, 2024. So we got some time to prep for this, man. And I definitely got some time to, catch up if you guys feel as though I should, catch up on the rest of the series prior to this, man. They spent $168 million estimated budget for this movie, man. That is I feel like that's more than enough money, to keep blowing shit up and, have a bunch of cars with hooks and spears and flamethrowers and shit on. Wasn't there a guy with a guitar in the last movie that had fire coming out of it? I don't think I'm making this up. I really want to say I remember a flamethrower guitar. Can that make an appearance? Because I thought that was pretty badass. I would hope that they would put that in the movie somewhere. Or let's see somebody, constructing it. Like, look what I made. And, let's see the prototype of that shit. Because that was insane. But, people, y'all already know where to go, man. And if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. We are going to keep kicking off. I feel like by the time I drop this trailer, I will already probably maybe sort of kind of have the first commentary for the Christmas theme, the Christmas themed commentary. So, you know, I guess I'll say we'll keep kicking off the Christmas themed commentaries, man. And I also, let me tell y'all something. I did not know that, or if I did know, it slipped my mind that A Wonderful Knife, that Christmas themed horror comedy, is streaming now. It is definitely streaming now, so I feel like I've got to make room for it on the list, man, because it'll be a first-time watch, and I did not know it was from, I think Christopher Landon wrote it. I don't think he directed it. I think he wrote it, but I just, you know, if it's this, I wish I'd never been born, we're rewriting history and there's a killer involved, I just want it to be better than that fucking movie. What was it? Happy Death Day was cool. Happy Death Day was actually really good, both of them. Freaky was cool, and what was the one that just came out that had kind of a similar premise? Totally Killer. I wanted to be better than that, because that movie was so disappointing, man. But I'm looking forward to A Wonderful Knife. It's A Wonderful Knife, I think it's called. And hopefully you guys enjoy that commentary. I am praying, like, fingers crossed, that is a solid holiday-themed horror movie, man, because I feel like we need more good holiday-themed horror movies, man. Yesterday, they just announced that Eli Roth is getting to make a sequel to Thanksgiving. Bet. I was hoping he would get a chance to do that, because, spoiler alert, they do leave it open-ended for a sequel. But, you know, if you guys haven't checked that movie out either, man, please do so. And if you guys haven't checked out my review for that, please do so. If you got, you know, like an hour and some change, that shit got a little long-winded, people, and I am sorry, but almost choked just now, people. Y'all already know where to go, man. Actually, I said that already, but y'all already know the love and support y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.